Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Another mailbag.
Mailbag.
That's right. We got the mad genius, Joe Gorotowski.
It's been a while.
The mayor, Ryan Mueller. Steph Farrell's in the house here. We are together to dive in to your mail and your voice messages. And in this case, even we're starting off that with an Instagram DM. This is somebody, James McCloy, who runs, he's got this awesome channel, just RC planes, and they're flying like these crazy, some like fighter jet RC planes, doing awesome stuff out there.
So they should hire him for the next Iron Eagle.
They
then.
Should have hired him. He hit us with a DM about our Once Bitten episode.
I was on there too.
He says, James, I know y'all don't do any research, and I was going to put this in an email form, but I'm sure 1,000 other people have already corrected you guys. They hadn't. But in the Once Bitten episode, Ryan Mueller said Quiet Riot didn't exist yet when you were talking about the awful song from the movie. Number one, WTF does Quiet Riot have to do with anything? Quiet Riot's been around since 1973. Y'all were thinking of Great White, who did the Once Bitten, Twice Shy song.
Okay. All right.
Who has been around since 1977. And four, you guys were right about Great White not having the song until 1989. But Ian Hunter wrote and performed the original Once Bitten, Twice Shy in 1975. That's right. Great White's Once Bitten, Twice Shy is a cover. And the 1975 version would still have been better than the song in the movie. LOL. So there we go. Okay. James setting us right.
Thank you for that, James. We needed that.
Yeah, glad somebody out there was doing research.
So glad somebody took that seriously.
Hey, man, the guys want us to get our Quiet Riot facts right.
I know, okay? And I'm sorry I let you down.
There's lots of fans.
I really feel bad.
It's Great White.
I let you down.
Okay.
I appreciate, you know.
Get your Quiet Riot facts right.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you doing this. I really do, and I'm glad. And but if you can poke fun at us, I think we can poke fun at you. I think that's fair, right? Can we be fair on this?
I mean, To be fair.
Exactly. So, yeah, man, we get forced to watch these stupid movies, and I mean, we do like it most of the time.
Yeah.
Depending on what the movie was.
James and tied me down and made me watch this one.
We do our best. You know, we try to watch these films in between our families and work and this and that. And we come in and we try to put on a good show. I think our show is more based on humor and having to mean entertaining rather than trying to get our facts straight.
Well, no, you know, the other thing is
we're not a National Geographic show.
You said, you know, we're working, right? I mean, yeah. We're not looking to correct podcasters on their facts. We're actually doing real work.
I like James. He's one of our longtime fans.
And I appreciate it, but
we shoot from the hip, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
part of what
works, I think, for
us. And again, what do we call ourselves?
The worst podcast.
Thank you. I think people...
We already admit it, you guys. Yeah. Relax.
I think people are super low.
Yeah. I think people kind of forget that.
Right.
We said as low as possible. It's only up from here.
That's right. So thanks, James, for writing in, buddy. We appreciate you. Mike Harding, our longtime listener, has written in. He says, Dear BMR crew, greetings from America's Hat, Canada.
Hey.
I've been doing awards and have been on the Discord, but it's been quite a while since I emailed, so I thought I'd reach out. Just wanted to say I love the Yoga Hosers episode, and it was the most fun I've had with awards so far. If you guys remember, Mike Harding did all of his awards.
He did some awesome awards on that episode.
Canadianese.
I heard.
And he said, yes, James yes, James, poutine is French fries with cheese curds and gravy. And also, yes, a hoser is essentially a wanker, although I've never actually heard anyone use that term in the wild. It's more like an act Canadians pull out for television.
In the wild.
Some Canadian trivia here. He goes, we probably do say A more than we realize, but no more than Americans say y'all. Oh, shots fired.
That's fair.
Well, it depends on how, yeah, it depends on your latitude on this one. Yeah,
it's true.
You get south, then it's a lot of y'all.
We say ope.
Where I grew up, there's a lot of y'all where I grew up.
Sure.
Yeah. My wife's uncle does own a maple syrup farm.
There you go.
You are as cliche as they come.
but we don't put it on everything. He also tried to raise emus, but that ended in disaster. See, now I want to know what happened with your uncle's emus.
Yeah, we got
to
hear about these emus.
Or your wife's uncle's.
Yeah, he just sharpens skates now.
Mike, send us about what happened to these emus. We got to know.
I admit our money is funny colors and made from plastic, but at least we can tell our bills apart. They're also water, fire, and tear resistant up in Canada.
We can tell our bills apart. Yeah. They have different numbers on them.
Yeah. Man, like, what is this? Is this a 20 or a 100?
I don't know. Does it say 20?
Yeah, you don't have to be color, you know.
Yes. I was also surprised to learn that Kevin Smith was, in fact, had spent time in Canada. He attended film school in Vancouver,
yep.
Although apparently he learned nothing about Canada while here. And I actually mentioned this to Clint Bush yesterday about how Kevin Smith, because we had said no one's ever been to Canada that made this movie. I mentioned this fact to Clint, and he goes, doesn't show.
Fair enough.
He goes, originally I was going to write this email to defend Yoga Hosers, but I realize now there's no defending it. As a film, Yoga Hosers has two brain cells that are both fighting for third place.
Good.
I will stand by my ruling of bad movie that rules, but offer you this game instead. You seem to have many panel members that claim to know about Canada, but how much do they really know? So here goes, Canadian trivia.
Oh, no.
All right.
0%. Right.
What is the capital of Canada?
Oh, I know that one.
A, Toronto, B, Ottawa, or C, Vancouver? And since Ryan knows, I want to see if one of you else
B,
knows.
Ottawa.
Do you feel that's right, Joe?
Yeah,
it's Ottawa.
It is B, Ottawa. Everyone seems to think it's Toronto, he says, but you guys all knew that
it's
one.
It's our biggest Perfect. City.
What's the oldest company in Canada? A, the Hudson Bay Company, B, Molson, or C, Tim Hortons? What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, they had the Tim Bits are ancient.
The oldest company in Canada.
Yes.
Do you have an answer? I have an answer. All of the above.
Yeah,
I was going to say
Hudson Bay Company.
Hudson Bay Company is correct, and it began as a fur trading company in 1670, making it the oldest in Canada. Molson wasn't founded until 1786. It's the oldest brewery in North America, but not the oldest company. And which of the following is not a city in Canada?
Okay.
A, Dildo, Newfoundland. B, Bacon Ridge in Manitoba. C, Punky Doodles Corners in Ontario, or D, Poutineville in Quebec.
Ooh, that's...
I'm going with D, Poutineville.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Poutineville.
Is that what you're going to say?
I've been to Quebec, and I don't remember Poutineville, but I was only there once a while ago.
And I didn't go outside Montreal, so there you go.
Poutineville is not a city, but it is a restaurant in Quebec.
Ooh, so we were right.
So I was right.
That means there is a Dildo, Bacon Ridge, and Punky Doodles Corners.
Yeah, I could see that.
In Canada. So nice job. You guys are doing good on your Canada trivia.
We're from Wisconsin. We get some we got weird
names. We're close.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yep. We really do.
This one I knew already. So I'm see if you guys know this. The CFL, the Canadian Football League, how does it differ from the NFL? A, it has a larger ball. B, a longer field. Or C, only three downs.
Longer field.
I know this one. Yeah. It's a longer field.
It's a longer field.
It's a trick question. It's all three.
Oh.
It's got a larger ball.
D, all of the above.
There was not a D. Come on, Mike.
Yeah. Before I go, I have one recommendation. A Canadian production starring Tommy Lee Jones and Yaphet Kotto, supported by a slew of Canadian actors, and an actress including Tremors 2, Helen Shaver.
Hey,
Miss October.
And Will Patton Award winner Lawrence Dane, who was Big Joe Rosso in Rolling Vengeance.
Nice.
Think Rambo on a budget, set in Central Park, but very noticeably filmed in Toronto. It's 1985's The Park is Mine. I'll be adding it. I love the show.
Yeah,
keep up the great work, Mike Hardy. Mike, great email, buddy.
I like it.
Great email. We are now going to go to the phones. As you know, guys,
there's all kinds
of ways to connect with the podcast. And one of those ways is to call us. And that's at 262-757-8567. So here we go with our first voicemail.
It's like 6:30 in the morning.
We can tell.
On a Saturday. I don't even like working on Saturdays. Nasty. And I don't understand why, because we're only open for like 3 hours, and no one's really going to come rushing in to rent a car on a Saturday. Company wants to make that money. It's like 72 degrees going to be the high today, so right now it's like 64.
Okay, Eric.
Get to the point.
I think this is Eric. What the hell are you talking about?
He's rambling.
6 o'clock in the morning, it's clear and sunny, but that's California weather. No, it's actually been warmer and longer. Like, I haven't been to the snow. And we're already in November, and, like, the snow's not here. Like, I'm looking over, I can see the mountains now, and, yeah, there's no snow. So nobody's gone to the snow yet.
Did you butt dial us? Sucks,
like going to the snow, I think he's... let me know the winter's here again.
I think he's talking to himself.
Did he accidentally butt dial? Like, he's having a conversation with his uncle or something?
He's stuck in L.A. traffic again.
Snow for the day. Yeah. Like I said, you never should have given us his damn number.
He brings it around in the end.
Perfect. Thank you, Eric. Just keep on calling and
thanks
rambling.
Thanks for the randomness.
Buddy. We appreciate that. Let's just jump straight into another call.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Ah, it's him again.
It's almost 7 o'clock in the morning. I was listening
that's
to
9
the,
Central.
The bonus episode for Yoga Hosers, and something dawned on me about like how that movie was bad. But I...
Somebody was getting the hell away from him.
Because the script was right with the wrong people. Had it been the characters that we know and love and expect them from, it probably would have been a lot better. But you're trying to, like, basically make a Kevin Smith movie with not even the B team, but just a bunch of unknowns, and it didn't fit. Like, I say that's just my opinion. I don't think it's, like, that bad. Like, he dropped or he failed or
yes,
anything.
He did.
I think it's just the wrong people.
So the fucking Protzies have nothing to do with it.
It's the people.
Oh, they put the B team in.
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, look, no,
it's his opinion.
You know. It's his opinion.
Yeah, no offense,
but it's wrong.
His opinion.
I respect your opinion, but you're wrong.
Yeah, man. Look, he didn't put anybody. Well, Johnny Depp's in the movie, but like
Johnny
all of his
Depp's in there. But yeah, it's his daughter.
All of his View Askew universe guys. Where's Jason Lee? Jason Mewes has a cameo. You know, the most of the people they put in those movies, not around. But I'll give you that, Eric.
We're not doing another one, are we?
We got more. Not of him. Okay. Here we go.
Not yet. Well, the next one's it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Next one looks like that. Yeah.
This email comes in from Russ Farney. Russ says, "Hello, BMR crew and Bob. Started listening to you guys. Why they got a single out, Bob? I know." Started listening to you guys around the UHF episode. Now it's episode like 9.
Wow, yeah, that's a long time.
Listening to you guys brings me back to the days of watching movies with my friend like Dude, Where's My Car? And Street Fighter. And you guys have gotten me to watch a few movies like The Wraith and Mummer Man.
Hey,
look at that.
Love it.
I know my recommendations have been mentioned, but I would love to hear your take on Biodome or The Pest. Love you guys. Keep it up. Yeah, Russ. Both of those have been talked about. We are going to do Biodome so we can
it's
get...
Not,
I would love to be on Biodome.
On
have you seen Biodome?
I've seen Biodome.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Do you love it? Is it good? Does it slap?
Did you like it? What you thought of it?
Tell me now.
Tell me about it now.
You got to wait until you
anyways.
Do, though.
All right,
do
fine.
Don't interrupt
the podcast.
You saw Biodome?
Yeah.
What's that like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like my brain has mashed potatoes.
I've done movies. Have you seen those before? All right. Next email comes in from Andrew O'Brien. He says, "Hey, guys, I preface this by saying I love you all, but this movie is where I drop the gloves." The subject line was in defense of Terminator Salvation.
Oh, okay.
Who he even gave some of his own awards here, which
he
said
he's going to die on.
Christian Bale should have been the Will Patton. He says the trash can should have been Helena Bonham Carter or Anton Yelchin as Steve James. He goes, "Look, it's light years better than T3, which I despise." See, I like T3, Andrew. Genesis I hate and Dark Fate I loathe. He goes, "I really was looking forward to this episode. This was the movie I always wanted to have," or he was looking forward to the movie. "Not T2 Part 39, the actual war against the machines. I read the prequel novel where you get a sense of the post-apocalyptic world after Judgment Day. Star is fleshed out, and so is Kyle, too, along with the relationship. Worth the read and a great companion. I saw this opening day, and I cheered. I thought, great, we're getting two more of these. I love the combat, the action, the pacing, and all of that. But man, this," and Andrew, we can't read the entire email because it is long. I will tell you, I read the whole thing, and I do appreciate your thoughts that you put in here. And there are great defenses of the movie. He does bring up one thing about how we mentioned how they're using these radio frequencies. How would Skynet not know that they're there?
Yep.
He says this. First, unlike your cell phone, which has a shorter range because of the ultra-high frequencies that it operates on, a high frequency can go crazy far and be hard to track, hence why our military plus other militaries around the globe use this as a means of communication. CB is far more regional. Second, it's extremely difficult to locate a transmitting signal's location without having been able to triangulate its location. And
I'm cross-eyed.
I know. I'm saying it's very technical. Andrew's a very smart person. And I appreciate the input. But again, bro, we don't think nearly as hard about this when we're talking. We are kind of a shoot from the hip show. And so go ahead.
And I say one other thing too. It was only four people on that episode.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not one of them. I'm just saying, if I would have been on that episode, I would have hit every single point that he's talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Because I would have.
So it just depends on who's on the episode.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm the one who does all the research and knows all that technical jargon.
Yep.
But conversationally, conversationally,
but no,
it's a lot of it's shorthand. Like when this episode came out, we put out a couple of clips. Like we were mad about the molten steel not killing the Terminator like it did in the other movies.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got pissed at those clips and started bringing us all this stuff about metallurgy and fluid dynamics and all this stuff. And I'm like, look, guys.
That's not what movies are about.
I don't care.
Has to be, I mean, in all of this, and we talk about on the show, there's a suspension of belief.
So we have to make jokes. And so sometimes we're like, we know maybe why they're doing it.
Right.
But we have 2 hours to fill, and we got to joke about something.
Yeah. We
can't just be about Joe's hands all day.
Nobody wants to come on and pop us on radio frequencies and metallurgy. They just don't.
No.
There's other podcasts for that.
Right. And they're like, it's the difference between boiling and boiling water in a pot or having it splashed on you and all this other stuff. And
I'm like,
right. Yes.
Or because I called it in the episode, I said molten lava is poured. And like, this guy thinks lava is made in fact. Factories. And I'm like, guys, and I got about 400 of those comments.
Oh, I know.
I'm not stupid. I know that it's not lava, but when you're having a conversation in a room and you're using shorthand, it's easier to say lava than molten steel.
Steel alloy,
steel
titanium.
Steel alloy, whatever.
Yeah. High-strength aluminum alloys.
Right.
Aliens?
Aliens.
So I love you guys. I do. And I appreciate all of you. Keep coming at us. We love going back and forth with you guys and arguing about it and stuff.
It doesn't hurt our feelings.
Some of the stuff, it doesn't hurt our feelings. It's just... We're just having a conversation, and so when you're having a shorthand conversation, this is what happens. But Andrew, keep emailing, man.
Yeah,
and I don't want you to think you emailed this whole thing and put all this thought into it, and we didn't read it. We did. It's just really long, too long for us to do on a mailbag, though. But we have another email here coming in. This is from Shane Johnson. He says, hello. I just wanted to say that I love your podcast.
Hey, Shane. Nice.
I just heard your minisode about sewer gators. Okay. And some of the stuff you said in it about when someone is intentionally making something to look bad and how funny it is when it's done well. So I wanted to tell you about a show called Garth Marenghi's A Dark Place. It's ridiculously brilliant, and the more you watch it, the more you notice. I honestly think you'd enjoy it. It's a TV show that was on Channel 4, which is available on their streaming platform. So maybe use a VPN if it doesn't work. It must be overseas.
Channel 4. It's not like our Channel 4.
It doesn't qualify for the show. I just thought you might like it. So this is just a suggestion. It's not going to be on our show, but I wanted to read this out for you guys so that Shane not only could share this recommendation with us, but with everybody. Yeah. And so if anybody's got a VPN and you can find A Dark Place.
It's going to be streaming out there somewhere.
Check it out, man. And
sounds familiar.
Shane, we appreciate the tips, familiar. Dude. Honestly, always appreciate when people throw good stuff our way. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Back to the phone lines.
8 o'clock in the morning, stardate 2.44164.
Hey, folks, this is Jamie from Ohio. Just wanted to call and say, keep up the great work. It is hilarious watching you guys and listening to you guys. I got the wife hooked in on it now also.
Yeah, let's go,
Jamie.
For those of you that are listening, if you are not a Patreon fan, join. It's not that hard. I mean,
it's not that hard.
On the second level, but I still get a whole bunch, and the Discord is great, even for an old guy like me to keep up with these young bucks. So, hey, keep it up. Love what you guys do. Thanks for all the back catalog that I can go through. And, of course, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you got a whole bunch of stuff that you can listen to that you don't see on the regular. So, hey, guys, keep it up. Thanks. And hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. I think we should send that guy like a bowl of fruit.
That was something. A bowl of fruit?
Yeah, just something like a...
It was so nice.
An edible arrangement?
People are going to think we're paying our patrons Christmas to do these commercials because that's the second person that's called in.
Yeah,
join
the Patreon.
Join the Patreon. I think Dozier did it before, too.
Nice.
But we appreciate... Yeah, man, look, we try to make sure people have value for their money. And if they're giving us their hard-earned money, even if it's $3 or $5 a month, that you're getting something for it. And so if you guys are not yet... And some of you, this will even go out to some of the patrons. There's some of you on the... Patreon that haven't joined the Discord yet, which comes with your Patreon subscription.
Yeah,
dude, we're having a blast.
We have a good time
on the Discord. Yeah, man, it's good stuff. But dude, Jamie, I appreciate it, and honestly, all of that. Thank you, but thank you for getting your wife hooked on the show.
Yeah,
that's what we always say: be a friend, tell a friend, man.
Let those ladies in here,
right? If you got
right,
we do allow women to listen to the show.
Let ladies listen to the show.
They even let ladies on the show sometimes.
Even though our demographics, when I look up our demographic information, it's like 97% male to 3% female. So
that doesn't surprise me though.
Yeah. Like if we did the show maybe shirtless, would that help?
No.
No.
Do you think we'd get more men?
I think we would.
Especially if
I did it shirtless?
Keep talking about my
relate
thick hands.
To the women population.
That's right. That's how we're going to
get more.
Let
them hang,
women.
Ladies.
All right, back to the emails here. We got Daryl Pinter, the much better looking brother of Mike Pinter.
All right.
Good morning, BMR crew. Hope all is well. One of the things I enjoyed most about the podcast is the ability to play along with the group, including having the opportunity to write in votes for Breaker Breaker.
There you go.
Yeah. That's right. The van and the dick punch are still the two best parts of that cinematic masterpiece.
Absolutely are.
And his 16-year-old son watched it with him and joined in voting, and an unexpected result occurred. He is now addicted to terrible movies.
Let's go.
Recently, we were traveling for college visits, and the hotel had showtime where you could pick through a large list of movies to watch. Leave it to my son to look for the worst IMDb rated movies for us to watch. We enjoyed, in quotes, as much as possible, Robot Apocalypse.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah.
And Megalodon Rising. We actually had Tom Sizemore in it. We laughed so hard we had tears in our eyes, and my wife kept coming out of the bedroom to remind us we were in a hotel and had to keep our voices down. Thank you for all the laughs and keep up the great work. I've been slammed at work, but need to get back onto the Patreon soon to get caught up on all the extras. Daryl, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl.
See, he's getting his kid hooked on crappy movies.
Yep. Hey, let those kids in here.
How proud of your son would you be if he's like, Dad, let's watch Megalodon Rising with Tom Sizemore?
Pretty proud.
Oh, it would be, right?
I'm really proud of my son for asking for Tremors 3.
Right. Yeah.
He calls them Worm Movie. So he says, Worm Movie number one, Worm Movie number two. And at night he makes us make up stories, and he'll be like, how about Worm Movie number 97?
Tremors on the Moon.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
That'd be awesome.
Keenan came up today talking about getting your kids hooked on bad movies. Yeah. He came upstairs, his girlfriend was over, and they must have been having a conversation. I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He said, Dad, is Small Soldiers a good movie? I go, yeah, Small Soldiers is a great movie. He goes, see, I told you. She was like, it's weird.
She didn't like it?
She just said it was weird. I don't know if she didn't like it, but
Soldiers.
But I mean, Keenan's watched The Wraith. They were watching an Arnold movie today. I don't know which one it was.
Let's go, Keenan. Yeah,
getting the kids.
That's how we ended up with such an awesome girlfriend.
That's right.
Saying.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Amelia. All right, next email comes in from Vince Hines. He says, hello, BMR crew.
Hey, Vince.
Love your ketchup.
It's good ketchup. It's 57 flavors.
I am back after catching and still enjoying the podcast as per usual. This time I come with some suggestions for the future since you all have been going strong for a while now.
Ooh, okay.
First, I do want to say were you paying attention? The game we used to play.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hated that one, even though I won every single one.
Every time.
And I wish you did more green screen acting from when you did the McHale's Navy scene. Anyway, we should start doing more of that stuff again.
Yeah. We should.
We got away from it. Anyway, I was wondering about what you thought about a little award show for the movies you have done. It doesn't have to be fancy, but a chance for you all and us community to vote on some of the awards And if interested, I could reach out with my thoughts. Just something special to do to commemorate the time and effort you put into the show, like the 100th episode. Keep being awesome, Vince Hines. So
that would be awesome. That would be great. Dundies from The Office.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What if you had, like, you know, had everybody vote on, you know, like just our awards now.
Yeah.
And just had like the Steven Seagal Award, but for our entire catalog.
Well, that's why I brought this up, because we have our 150th episode coming up soon.
Yeah.
By the time it comes out, it'll be like February, March, because it's 1 week. We're in the 130s right now. And we did this back with the 50th episode, but we didn't do it with the 100th. At least I don't think we did. I'm doing
100th
a look,
was Mummer Man.
Doing a look back. Yeah. Doing a look back episode. So I think we could totally do it.
On an episode, I think.
So I think what we'll do is we'll do it like when we did the 50th, we did Big Trouble in Little China, but a bunch of people that couldn't be on the Big Trouble in Little China episode did the look back episode where we gave out awards for the first 50 episodes, basically.
Yeah.
So we could do that same thing. And since we missed the 50 to 100, we'll do from 50 to 150 because we already covered the first 50.
Right.
And look back over the last 100 episodes and do an award show just like this. Yeah. So if you guys would be down for it.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That way, whoever doesn't get on to our 150th episode can be on the look back show, and then basically the whole crew is involved in the 150th.
Yep.
Maybe we can even green screen, like we'll go up there and accept the awards for them.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Perfect. That'd be incredible.
I'm sorry, you know, Steven Seagal wasn't able to make it today, but I'm here to accept his award, and he wrote me this personal note.
That's literally what we're doing.
Steven Seagal.
I wasn't able to make it today because I was rolling around in my office chair, slapping dudes in the face.
Slaving the world, yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and see who we've got waiting for us now.
Welcome all. Here. Number one fan, Sully here.
Woo.
And once again, loving you guys' interactivity, both on Discord and on the voicemail. Love how you guys keep evolving and trying new formulas, trying new movie picks. And
thanks, man.
Have branched out. I never would have expected that you guys would go into creating a horror podcast.
Chain seats. We're going to really mix it up. We're
really going to mix it up.
Mix it.
We appreciate you.
Beer podcast and even a good movie podcast. But always blowing me away. Some fun stories for you.
I'm going to go back. I didn't hear what he said.
I never would have expected that you guys would go into creating a horror podcast, a beer podcast, and even a good movie podcast.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, on Patreon.
Always blowing me away. Some fun stories for you. James was, you know, is killing it. Just always lighting up the Twitter. I can't go a day without seeing the cool thread and lots of interactivity.
Don't cry.
Really stinks that there's always a party pooper, and there was this group of people on YouTube who were making petty remarks. Oh, you guys are talking about breaking. You're racist. And it's like,
oh my god.
What I think makes your show just larger than life, though, is all your various life stories. Your loyal fans like Ranger Hicks and company and Dozier, and who I also interact with on social media. It's just so awesome just hearing how you guys really. We make each other's world just way better just by kind of stressing what's on our mind and coming up with solutions. But
all right, this guy's getting me all misty-eyed up in here. Did he say his name at the beginning?
Sully.
I didn't
Sully.
Catch
Sully.
Oh, this is Cam?
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Cam?
I think why James really has, again, just placed his so-called flag of leadership in the sand is how he's remarked on occasion on how he once lost everything and had to rebuild from the ground up. I'm going to build up on that advice. I live in Texas and I used to work at an infamous airport. I'll let you guess which one.
Dallas International.
DFW.
And I was in a similar situation where I was doing my job. I was going out and helping everybody and I was surrounded by petty, just absolute, just scumbags at work. I had people tripping me in the hallway, ripping one in the same booth.
Oh my god!
While we were checking in taxi drivers, people blaming each other for stuff that wasn't our fault.
That's awful.
And then it followed with a gal who didn't like anyone helping her. And if you helped her, she accused you of just thinking she was inferior to you when we were just trying to help her. But then some of those same guys decided, you know what? Let's get rid of people we don't like. Let's accuse them of being racist just because we told them to not talk to us. Let's use that as leverage. So,
oh, man.
I learned the hard way. I had already been in crappy valet jobs and retail. And now I'm working at a wonderful security job where I'm now the supervisor of the Fort Worth division.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
That didn't happen overnight. So to build on James's earlier point on, you know, always, you know, ask for favors, always.
Oh, there must be a time limit or something.
You got cut out because here's the other part of
more.
It.
So, damn it. This got disconnected. I'll try to make this actually quick. To build on James's earlier point, when you're surrounded by just petty and less fortunate surroundings, just now that we have cell phones and everything, you know, always be the bigger guy, always be patient, always just ignore people who just are being in your face. And
I wish I had a slow burning, like, patriotic song to play underneath this.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And not to belittle what he's saying because it's awesome, but it's so inspirational. I just want to, you know.
Creating a hostile work environment. But on some of the other voicemails where it sounds like, just filter it out. Always make time for yourself on your days off. You know, finding a good job that you can handle in between personal life is never easy, but it doesn't have to be hard either. Never do a staffing agency. Never do anything that's just, you know, is going to be just a pain. But also, never find a reason to stress either. Just always back up what you're doing and give it your damnedest. And sorry if I went on a tangent there, but I love how you guys are doing the same thing with the podcast, too. You are keeping on it, trying new formulas, and making it a reasonable side deal in addition to your main jobs. So, wish the best for you guys, and stay safe out there.
Yeah, one of these things is going to work.
Someday.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
Something's going to stick.
Yeah,
dude, first of all, Cam, thank you, brother. I appreciate you taking the time, sharing your thoughts, and hopefully everybody was listening and can take something away from that, because a lot of what you said there.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
And whatever small part we can play in people's lives and improving them, or at least giving them a little bit of an escape from their staffing agency or airport or whatever it is they're working in their crappy job, then that's why we're here to do that.
And I think that's when we do get crap on the internet about that. It's people living shitty lives, and then they're just projecting their anger and their frustration out on somebody innocent.
Right.
Because I found myself at a little moment of like clarity where I'm sitting there surfing the internet, surfing TikTok, and I'm seeing all these idiots. And on a normal day when I'm completely content and not really being bothered, I can just sit there and surf, no big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then you get those days where you're super stressed out, you're super ticked off. Mm-hmm. You start going through it, all of a sudden you start, you're like, man, I just want to tell that guy to shut up. You know, it's like, shut up, you stupid face. Talking with your things. You shut up.
Shut your mouth.
And I realized that all of that negativity just comes from anger.
Yep. Right.
Anger, frustration at the world that you can't control. And, it's really easy to pick on people, and you put yourself in front of a person who's like that, and they're going to find something, they're going to pick on something, and
it's true.
But as long as we keep doing good, we keep making good content, all that stuff is worth it, because it comes with the territory.
Absolutely.
And kind of the other part of that, too, and I'll throw this out there, because I do a lot of mentoring and stuff in my job. Whether it's people that have been in their career and want to change or need help, or a lot of younger people. I mean, if anybody out there, listening, especially, I mean, it's really easy to get a hold of me on the Discord, but, you know, I listened to the mailbag from last week with Ranger Hicks and now, Cam here. If anybody wants any advice or career-wise or you know, wants to bounce stuff off me, feel free, man, reach out. Cause that's what I do. A lot of times in my careers, I get a lot of like I said, experienced and not experienced people, you know, in the kind of working world that reach out to me and I've mentored over the course of time. And so I enjoy doing that. So if anybody ever wants any help, I'll throw it out there and just get in touch with me.
Yeah. And you reach out to us. We'll get you I'll get you Ryan's email. I'll get you his contact info. That's awesome. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you. Thanks. And thanks, Cam. We're going to move to an email we got here from DJ Campbell. That's his name or his DJ name?
I think
that,
it's DJ name.
DJ Campbell.
Yeah, breaking name.
That's his breaking name.
Street name, yeah.
Got
it. Yeah.
It's the club name.
DJ Campbell Soup.
BMR crew, just want to say after the mailbag 31, I've not yet gotten the help for mainlining your episodes for 2 months. Oh, that's right. I was like, get help, DJ. Mainlining 100 and some episodes in 2 months is a lot. But I am working like crazy and drinking monsters so that I can keep listening.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, buddy. We appreciate it, but come on. At what cost?
The Evil Dead 2 episode, loved it. I wish Bruce was my dad, but I get to share the same last name, so there's that. I do have a suggestion. Sergei Dufreak, I read the books in high school, loved them, and they had this big steamer plopped on my head. It was a 5.8 on IMDb and a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes. So I hate that when you have a book you love and they make it into a crappy
right.
movie.
Hunger Games?
Oh. I wasn't going to say it, but... John C. Reilly and speaking of Hunger Games, Josh Hutcherson's in it, William Dafoe and other greats. I don't really know if I have Game of Thrones blinders on. The books are better. Much love. P.S. You guys got me to let my daughter, 8 years old, watch Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
She loves Ernest now. Can't wait to show her Ernest Saves Christmas. Jim Barney forever.
Gosh.
Let's go.
Bring that out.
Yes, man.
You got to watch that for Christmas.
Don't ever listen to what Clint has to say about
Merry Christmas.
Ernest. Because it's awesome.
Yes.
Next email comes from Svan. It's S-V-A-N. Is it Svan?
Svan.
Svan. Svan. It's Svan. Slappy. Svan Portillo. Like the
Samsonite.
Like the restaurant. Slippy. Slappy.
Slappy.
Swanson?
Swanson? Swanson. Samsonite.
Oh, I was
Samsonite.
Way off.
I was way off.
I knew it started with an S. Svan says, hey, guys, first time emailing you, but I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Hey, nice.
Yeah.
Hey.
I saw a clip of the Napoleon Dynamite show on Facebook, which drew me in, watched it, loved it.
Sucked him in.
Then immediately signed up for your Patreon and haven't looked back since.
Nice.
All right.
It's been pretty much my favorite podcast now, and getting a notification that there is a new episode always makes my day. Not to get too cheesy or get your sympathies, but I'm 31 and have recently gone through a breakup, so I'm kind of lost at the moment.
Aww.
But comedy and nostalgia always cheer me up and get my mood right. So thanks for helping me even when you don't mean to. Yeah, we definitely don't mean to. In fact, I hope we don't help anybody. So this is a total accident, Svan. Just Svan.
Sorry.
Svan?
Svan.
I'm sorry.
Svan.
I'm just kidding. No, we're glad, of course.
Yeah.
Stephanie's like, oh, why are we being so mean?
Yeah,
Stephanie's about to cry over there.
Not help
like,
anyone. Yeah. Well, dang.
Stephanie, like
that's
Ryan,
my nature.
Like Ryan said, you can reach out to him with work advice. If you have any relationship needs, Stephanie is going
to. I will help you.
She will help you.
Come talk to me.
Okay.
I will give you a virtual hug.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Don't call me.
don't call Joe.
Yeah.
Don't call Joe.
Not for emotional support.
Yeah. We don't have an emotional support Joe here.
No.
No.
I'll help you.
Speaking of nostalgia, are you familiar with the pages on YouTube that just play hours of 80s and 90s commercials? Oh, those are so oddly soothing, and it's weird. Dude, you're watching any of those old
sometimes,
commercials?
Yeah.
They pop up. Fun.
Yeah.
It's great. Back in the day, it used to be so annoying, but can bring us such joy now, right? Getting old sucks.
Facts.
Yeah.
Also, I recently listened to the Yoga Hosers episode, and I have a few things to say. It's so strange that Kevin Smith wrote Clerks 2, which has some of the my favorite dialogue of all time, and then creates this abomination. Also, I don't remember exactly who, either Clint or Ryan. I'm still learning everyone's voice. Brought up the Dreadnoughts from Canada, which is also my favorite band. Give him a fist bump for me. My recommendation would have to be Carnosaur 3, which was my favorite movie as a kid. It's about a SWAT team that is sent to a warehouse that is home to a genetically created super dinosaur that were stolen by terrorists
Done.
From the U.S. government.
Sold. You had me at hello.
Yeah. You had me at Carnosaur.
Yeah.
It's exactly as stupid as it sounds, but I love it so much. Thanks for everything you do. I appreciate the content. You have a fan for life. This won't be my first email. Talk to you soon. So, Svan Portillo, if I said that right, I'm notorious for butchering names. Just ask Bill Gerson. Thank you very much, man. We appreciate it.
So, a little off subject, but talk about like finding stuff. Like what was it, watching commercials back from the 80s? And I found a song by accident from the 80s that I was like... It's a song and it has no lyrics, and I finally found it on YouTube. And the first comment is congratulations for finding this song because
love that.
Let's see here. Hold on, I'll play it here. Hopefully it doesn't. Well, yeah, it's gonna go hard. Give me a stupid commercial, but give me a minute here.
That's okay.
It's only a 5 minute or five or whatever commercial. Oh come on! All right, another 5 seconds. Here it comes. Here it comes. So this is the Art of Noise.
Art of Noise. Yeah.
Do you remember this one?
It's ringing something in my brain.
But get it to
that was like on some time, those Time Life commercials.
It sounds like you're like on the phone, and this here is what they play when you're on hold.
Yep.
I told my wife back in the 80s, this was baby making music.
Oh, hell yeah, it was.
But I found this gem recently.
Nice.
I was like, yeah.
I totally forgot about that song. Remember? It was on everything.
It was.
That reminds me of like this nostalgic show that I had been thinking about for years that I used to watch as a kid. And it was about like toys that came to life, but not Toy Story.
Yeah.
But it was like actual like people played the toys.
Yeah.
And like I could see it in my head. Yeah. And I was like, I used to watch it all the time. What
Fraggle
is it?
Rock.
No.
No.
Literally.
I'm sorry, Stephanie.
This is going to be out before that episode.
I know. Nobody's going to get that joke.
No one's going to get it.
But eventually they'll watch them both and then put it together. Like, sorry, go ahead. Perfect. Sorry, go ahead, Stephanie.
But it had been years. Like, I've been thinking about this for years. Like, probably at least 10 years. I've been like, what was it? And I kept searching, you know, toys that came alive. Of course,
she put in the missed connections on Craigslist.
It's like toys came to life, and it was a really big part of my childhood.
Yes.
And I finally found it.
Oh.
And it was Grandpa's Magical Toys.
Oh.
Yes.
And I watched it recently, like probably 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I found it. And it was so bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I was like twitching.
I watched this.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch like as an adult. Nice. It was weird.
Nice.
Next email comes in and just more Terminator Salvation thoughts here from Nathan. Nathan Tolley. He says, hey, guys, I just finished your episode on T-Salvation. I enjoyed this movie. It definitely teeters on a good movie and a bad movie that rules. I think it's definitely a good movie that I've watched a dozen times over. I'm not sure if you guys suggested this or not, but I would love to have Arnold as Marcus. I love Sam Worthington but as Marcus, but I think Arnold would have been better. He would have been great in that part than explaining why the Terminators look like him, and it would have made more sense. I think you're right there, Nathan. He'd be the first to be experimented on for the future Terminators, and having Arnold to sacrifice himself to give his heart to John Connor would have made a bigger impact on that movie. One last thing, this might just be a crazy idea to have Arnold as Marcus and Sam to be John Connor. As much as I love Christian Bale as an actor in his movie, Sam Worthington might have done a better job in the part. Keep up the great work. Loving the Patreon episodes as well. Can't wait for more. Thanks, Nathan. Yeah, look, I think the problem is Arnold was the governor when this movie was made.
Yeah, he couldn't do
it. And so he couldn't do it. But I think that would have been a genius. I mean, that's a great idea. That's Nathan, what you just wrote is better than what the guys wrote for the movie.
Yeah.
So that's impressive. By itself.
Of course, you know, 2020, hindsight's 2020.
Oh, no,
so you can look back and see everything you've done wrong and go, right. Oh, I would have done that different. And yeah, it's a good idea, but...
So you're saying...
You got to come up with that before the movie comes out. That's the hard part.
What you need to do is look into the future.
Yeah.
Okay? And then come talk to me.
Kind of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand where he comes from, but yeah.
No, I agree with you.
It is, as somebody who creates things and then gets critiqued on them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you could have done this better. You could have, no crap.
Right.
Right. But I'm still doing stuff that you're just sitting around.
You okay?
I'm sorry.
No, we've touched a nerve. We should explore this.
No. Let's not talk about touching my hands.
Touching all the nerves.
All right. I'll touch them all with my hands.
We are going to wrap things up here with one last voicemail. This will be the final of this mailbag. This is...
It's me.
Bill.
Here we go.
Hi, guys.
It's Joe calling in drunk.
Yeah.
Bill Gersten again. First off, James Huntley, doing a great job. You're pronouncing my name perfectly.
Thank you.
You know what? You mess calling me Gersten isn't that bad. I've had people call me Gretzky before. So you can at least be happy knowing you're far from the worst. And you're doing great now.
I appreciate that, Mr. Gerson.
Because Bob Sweet talked me into leaving another message.
Nice.
And I just got two reasons I'm calling. One, is there any child actor that Bob does not hate? Or even more so, is there any he actually likes?
Santa with the muscles. He didn't bash him.
He actually didn't hate the kids in Santa with Muscles, which is coming up. You'll hear that here soon. So anyone that's looking forward to that, be surprised. Bob did not crap all over the
didn't
child.
Didn't he kind of like the girl in Waterworld?
He liked Tina Majorino.
Tina Majorino.
He liked her in that. I don't know if he likes any child actors. I think he might have tolerated.
I don't think he likes
Tina.
Children.
He doesn't like his own children. I'm kidding. Of course, Bob loves his children. Bob loves his kids. His kids are awesome. They're my niece and nephew, so I'm a little biased. But They're fantastic. No, he pretty much hates child actors across the board. I don't know why. We'll have to ask Bob one of these times that he's in here. Yeah. But I don't know if there is one why, that he Bob? Really loves.
Why?
I'm really legit curious about this. And two,
me too.
Listen to your breaking episode. And it was a really good episode, but you utterly failed in one thing, and I'm really disappointed again. With you guys.
Oh, he's going to, I bet you he's going to come after you, Joe.
Most likely.
Coming after Joe.
You want Jean-Claude Van Damme on your show? Well, you blew it. The only, the best way to have got him on the show would be if, don't even admit he was in Breaking. He would have got so mad at you. He would have instantly went down to Wisconsin.
Oh, you're right.
And came to your place and roundhouse kicked you guys in the face. Multiple times.
That's our plan, though, is to do something to get him here because we can't afford to go to Belgium. No. We got to get him here. He's got the money to roundhouse kick us in the face.
But he's saying if we ignored it, he would have been so upset the fact that we ignored him in it.
Well,
like Joe would have brought up, hey, did you guys see Jean-Claude Van Damme? And then I would have been like, who cares? And then we move on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then he shows up and kicks us in the face.
Right.
I'll show you who cares.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
Bill, hindsight. 2020,
Thank
baby.
Thank you for calling us out on this. This was a legit mistake.
But you totally blew your opportunity.
I know.
Right. Just wanted to tell you guys that.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure you knew.
I think I'd be better at leaving a message considering I'm on the phone for work.
You're doing fine.
Day, yeah.
So.
You're eloquent. You don't stutter
like
I do.
Have a great day. And hey, Merry Christmas and stuff coming up.
Bill, you sound like you grew up on the phone. You're obviously not like a millennial or a Z who's never used a phone to talk on ever.
So
you're doing all right.
Is this on?
What's this? What are these numbers that you punch in here?
You want to see the look of terror? Have a Gen Z's kid's phone ring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
What do I do with this?
Is this an alarm?
Text me. Yeah, no.
Don't call me. Text me first.
I'll stare at you calling me until
and then
goes
you'll text
voicemail,
me.
And then I'll text you. Yeah. Hey, what do you need?
Not to give my mother a hard time, but I had to get her to stop leaving me voice messages. If you call, I know you called. And then I will call you back. You don't need to tell me that you called.
Never leave me a voicemail.
Hey, honey, it's 3:07 in the afternoon. Yeah. Just giving you a call.
Yeah.
Listen, I might have even said this a long time ago, but you have you think I'm going to listen to your voicemail? You have a better luck.
I will not.
Writing me a note and pushing it under a door of a house I used to live at. Of me ever reading that, that I would
push it under
voicemail.
A door that you never lived in. Just a random person.
It's a random house.
Yeah,
that's. I'm just never listening to a voicemail.
Hey, did you get my message?
Nope.
Never. No. I will call you back. I will.
Yeah.
Or I'll text you.
Yeah. I'll see that you called.
Right.
I'll be like, hey, what's up? Well, did you lose my message? No.
Gosh, people ask me that.
Just tell me now.
Yeah. I didn't. What's up? You shouldn't have wasted your breath. If you're annoyed that you have to say it again, that's on you.
And then just be silent.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Could you go over that again?
Yeah.
So,
could you paraphrase, please?
Is we're talking about how we never listen to voicemails, and this whole thing is us playing voicemails.
Well, this is different. We want them to do it. We're encouraging this.
I want to listen to these voicemails.
There's a number pad on here. Can we make outgoing calls on this?
What?
Maybe.
Let's see if we can call my brother and see if he'll pick up the phone.
Let's see if, yeah.
And then if not, we'll just end this mailbag.
Just end it there.
Well,
it'll go through Google Voice. Yeah. I want to look up what his number is.
Okay. Okay.
So that I can type it in here.
Okay.
Because I don't have his number memorized. What am I, a psychopath?
Who does that?
I got it. Here
we
go.
I barely have my own number.
Let's see if this works. It might not work.
I heard something say, we got to allow mic access. This is calling.
Oh, yeah. We can make prank phone calls on this?
I don't know. See if he answers.
Crank anchors.
He's probably on the phone with Ryan.
probably.
Arguing over some movie.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Is this Bob Hauser?
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, dude? Are you working or are you at home?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
You're muted, yes. I think.
Oh, I'm saying, are you home or are you working right now?
Oh, James?
Yes, what did you think this was? How many brothers do you have?
I didn't recognize the number. I didn't recognize the voice.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
No, it's all good. We just figured out we're in the studio. Okay.
Hi, how are you? What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Bob.
It's Joe. There's Stephanie here and Ryan.
Mueller.
Mueller. Yeah, the mayor. What's up, Bob?
So I figured out that we can make outgoing phone calls through our Google Voice thing we have set up. And so we're literally calling you in the middle of our mailbag episode just to see if you'd pick up the phone.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, everyone.
Bob, we want to know why you hate children.
Yeah, why do you hate children so much?
Oh, good Lord. As I'm trying to put my kids to bed.
Well, I'm sorry. Look, you just 30 seconds, I'll let you off phone. But somebody did write in and go, why does Bob hate child actors so much? So we just want to hear from you.
They suck.
All right, that's fair.
Thank you, Bob.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. Go ahead and put your kids to bed. We'll talk to you later.
See you, Bob.
All right, have fun.
Love you, Bob.
Yay! It worked. That was awesome.
I'm gonna have to put the number in my phone now, just in case.
You should call Ryan now. Yes. Is what you should do.
He's not gonna answer. We're just gonna call everybody.
Prank phone. I give you permission to call me.
Perfect. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Sorry for the weird number. I actually called you from the Google Voice thing here at the studio.
Yeah.
So, it's my way, whatever.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
We're actually doing
that. What's up, Ryan? Hi, babe.
We're actually in the middle of a mailbag episode, and we just wanted to get you in on this, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. Phone a friend.
Yeah, exactly what it was.
Hey, babe. Yeah. Why does Bob hate child actors so much?
I don't know.
What's your best guess? Like, if somebody, like, had to really put the screws to you, why do you think?
Yeah.
What's your speculation?
I think child actors represent a portion of Bob's life that maybe he wishes he could have been Anakin Skywalker in episode one.
Oh! Thank you, Ryan, for that nugget.
Ryan? I can't think of a better way to end our mailbag episode than with that. So
thank you, sir.
Thanks,
I appreciate
babe.
You. And we'll see you next time you're
I'll
in the studio.
I'll be home soon.
We'll see ya.
All right. Bye. Oh, this is gonna be my new favorite toy. Outbound calls now on BMR mailbag.
Nice.
We might just start calling some of these people that have called us.
That would be amazing.
What's the number? Call Baloff up. It's
Val, I'm just want to let you know it's 905.
So what's this number?
The number is 262-757-8567. Save it in your phones in case I'm bad boys rule calls you.
And then I'm gonna
put it in my phone because I do ignore calls.
Before you guys all do that, let me kick us off this email or this mailbag. So just want to say thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thanks for Bob and Ryan for being unknown special guests. And on behalf of Joe Gorotowski, Ryan Hewler, and Stephanie Farrell, I'm James Hauser. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.